Dreamscape presents Doctor Shipped by Savannah Scott, narrated by Amy McFadden and Will Damron. The right one makes all the difference. A note to you. Welcome to the quaint and quirky town of Bordox, Ohio. If you've already visited here through Lexi and Trevor's story in Friendshipped, or Rob and Laura's story in Battleshipped, or Mallory and Aiden's story in Townshipped, welcome back. If you haven't been to our town yet, you're in for some fun times, heartfelt friendships, and sweet romances. As Lexi said in Friendshipped, we're talking about Bordeaux, Ohio, not the port city along the coastal southwest of France. We don't pronounce our name like our French sister city either. Some bright ancestor of mine who settled this valley in the 1800s pronounced our town name Bordeaux. Yep, like some bull standing out in a field wondering what to do with his day. And believe me, we have plenty of fields with plenty of oxen who, from what I've seen, look pretty bored. So, welcome to Bordeaux, where the oxen might be bored, but you will not be.
Chapter 1. Grant. My 11-year-old daughter, Fiona, reminds me of a much younger version of herself today. She can barely sit still for all the excitement and anxiety coursing through her. She shoves a too-big forkful of my dad's famous chocolate chip pancakes into her mouth and talks around the bite.
"Would the movers get to the new house before us?"
Her words come out garbled because she's got her cheeks stuffed like a chipmunk. "Chew first," I say. My dad smiles over at Fiona. "The moving van should already be in Ohio. They'll meet you at your new house tomorrow."
"Where will the movers sleep tonight?"
Fiona's eyes go wide with concern, as always. My girl's heart is too big and too good for this world. "I don't know," I grumble around a bite of sausage.
"Chew first,"
Fiona says, tossing my words back at me with a glint in her eye. She carries on with more rapid-fire thoughts and inquisitive statements as I finish my breakfast in silence. Her barrage of questions flows like the Mississippi after a rainstorm. It's understandable. Fiona's lived in the same house for as long as she can remember. We're about to move to a new state, sight unseen. Margot and I lived in an apartment when we were first married, but we moved out when Fiona was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?